We are in such an amazing place. And before the service, I was praying into, God, what does it look like to take stuff governmentally? How do we take more territory? How do we occupy these gates? How do we administrate? I mean, Todd's been preaching excellently about this. How do we administrate as an ecclesia? What does that actually look like? And I felt the Lord quicken a couple of passages to me that I want to administrate tonight or minister to you tonight. But what's so cool about it is that all I had in my spirit was, oh, the cross. And I kept on going, oh, the cross. And I felt the Lord say, meditate on the finished work, because the finished work has rendered the enemy a defeated foe. So we're not going to talk. This is really important that we understand this. But obviously, some of us resurrect him. But we need to understand that this is actually one of the things that God wants to ground into us in this season as part of a revelation of sonship. We love sonship. But as part of this revelation, that actually we are administrating a finished work. Everyone say finished work. Now, I won't talk to you about my house and cleaning, but once upon a time, I actually cleaned the entire house for Belinda. Todd, it's not okay. I don't need any comments from the front, thanks. In 2012, I actually... And it was a miracle. Belinda likes works of service. Do you want to know how much Belinda likes? I'm going to tell you a personal story and she will cringe and she'll get annoyed. But anyway, once upon a time, I decided to go and buy her a really expensive ring. And I had it designed by Middle Eastern jewelers, because that's the kind of guy I am. And so I went there, invested, might have bought a couple of things for myself while I was in the jeweler. But I commissioned these guys and they made her a beautiful ring. And it took months and I prayed over and I said, this is the ring and I'm so excited. And I got really excited. And please don't, how many people can agree now, even watching on live stream all over the world, can you agree that you will not think of Belinda any worse after this? Because you actually know, you know my personality anyway, so it's all good. She trumps me a lot. And so what's really interesting is I go and get this ring designed and the guy from Dubai, the guys from the Middle East ring me and they say, hey, it's been done. We've got a shop. They had a shop in Bondi. And they said, we'll have it delivered to the shop. It's going to be amazing. And I'm like, yes, this is amazing. It's all happening. And I go to the house and I do this whole big, because it was an amazing ring, you know, and I do this full presentation. How many people love giving gifts? So I plan the gift. It wasn't just the giving of the gift. It was the whole presentation. So I get it all ready, everything's ready. And I give Belinda the ring and it's so beautiful. And I give it to her and she goes, oh, that's so beautiful. She goes, I really, really love it. And literally within 1 second, she looks at me and goes, did you even take the bins out today? And so I dropped to my knees and I said, why, Lord? How much? No, I'm just joking. No. Funny story, isn't it? Funny because it's true, because it represents and reflects our love languages, but also reflects more so my, this is where I save myself, reflects my inability to finish a cleaning work sometimes. And so anyway, so the whole point of this is that I cleaned the house once all the way through and I was like, wow, I actually did it. And I had appreciation for the fact that I'd actually cleaned the whole house. Belinda did that consistently every week. So I was like, wow, you've actually cleaned the entire, like, it was a finished work. You know, when I finished that work, I knew that nothing else had to be done. Now, the uncleanliness of my house cannot be compared to the finished work on Calvary. But how many of you know that when something is finished, there is actually nothing else to do? And I really want to drill down on that just for a second, because in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, you don't need to put it up, it says, the end of a matter, everyone say the end of a matter, is better than its beginning. That's literally what it says. So there is something that I feel like God wants us to tap into as we revelate on being sons, as we come up into this new administration of who we are as sons and kings and priests, and we're going to take over the world and all that stuff, but actually realizing that it's all because there was a finished work. That we can only do it because of what Christ did. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross. And when he endured the cross, he actually finished the work that was presented to him. He actually completed the scroll. And so this is really important. Is everyone with me? Okay, cool. So I feel like one of the things that God wants to, just said this, but really kind of start to meditate on, is that when we're administrating this finished work at Calvary, when we're doing this administration, when we're changing the world, when we're becoming sons that are taking territory and everything else, that we're doing it because the work is finished and we don't actually need to add to that finished work. Does that make, we just need to administrate. Does that make sense? Okay, awesome. Can we put up Ephesians chapter 3, please? And we're just going to read it. I'm turning around. Now, let's read this together. And we're going to read 11 verses from Ephesians. I'll try not to get too much scripture out. But okay, so let's read this together. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, can keep reading it, if indeed you have heard of the which was given to me for you, that by revelation there was made known to me the mystery. Just pause it right there. So we understand that revelation actually makes something known. Everyone say makes something known. Okay, so by the revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief. Keep going. By referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. This is really interesting. So God, Paul has a revelation, is made known to him. And then what does he do? He feeds people. He casts his bread upon the surface of the waters and he feeds people with the revelation he's got that was made known to him. Okay. By referring to the... Did one screen go earlier than the other one there? I was like, okay. So which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men. This is so crazy. So let's pause again, sorry. For which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. So it wasn't actually revealed. So we're talking about revelation that wasn't revealed previously, but Paul says it's been made known to me now, and now I'm going to feed you with this revelation that people didn't know before. Is that crazy? Okay, that's a very bold statement, I think. Okay, keep going. To be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Okay, keep going. Of which I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of his power. Are you guys reading with me? You don't have to, it's all right. Okay. To me, the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ. This is crazy. He's basically talking about his commissioning and his scroll through Ephesians 3. This is what I've been called to do. Okay, keep going. And to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things. And this is what I want to concentrate on now. So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord. So this is really cool. So just go back to verse 10 again. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out. Sorry, go back to verse 10, sorry. So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known. This is really important. May be made known through the church, the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. Okay, so let's put up, we'll go through all the scriptures first. What else did I give you? I gave you so much stuff. Okay, let's put up Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Okay, that is, I won't go into this now, but that, as in what was previously, but that is the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been made manifest, or has now manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory, which is of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So this, we've got this revelation that's now being made known in you, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you are now being able to, as a part of receiving the revelation, you are then able to administrate, because of the revelation of who you are and Christ in you, you are able to administrate the wisdom of God, the manifold wisdom of God, to the prince and principalities and powers because of who you are. And you are then being revealed. What's so interesting is the prince and principalities don't know, because it says you're being made known to them. So therefore, if you're made known, you haven't yet been revealed to them. Isn't that crazy? It's so, so awesome. Okay, next one, Marissa, the next scripture I gave you. Oh, sorry, the Romans chapter 8. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Keep going. For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. Okay. So when we start to drill down, actually we'll do the last one. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2. Okay. Okay, so in this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that no one be found trustworthy. Let's read it together. Trustworthy. Oh, sorry, did I not give you the rest of the passages? Yeah, great. But to me, it was a very small thing that I may be examined by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even examine myself. Keep going. For I am conscious of nothing against myself, yet I am not by this acquitted, but the one who examines me is the Lord. Okay, I'm not going to be able to do that. Therefore, do not go on passing judgment before the time, but wait until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts, and then each man's praise will come to him. Keep going. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively applied to myself and Apollos for your sakes, so that in us you may learn not to exceed what is written, so that no one of you will become arrogant in behalf of one against another. For who regards you as superior? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did not receive it, why do you boast as if you had received it? Now, do you think that this is quite, quite profound? Now, when people come into a place where they start to engage in the place of revelatory understanding, a lot of the time people tap into something and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to shift this, I'm going to move this, I'm going to do that. But it's not until it's actually been made known to somebody, it's not until it's actually started to be made manifest in the hearts of a person that it's actually displayed and starts to bring shift and change into the atmosphere. This is really, really important. And I think one of the things that the church has been really good at doing of late is potentially not, everyone say not. Is anyone warm? It's very warm. Okay. Potentially not taken hold of the revelation of both the finished work and who they are, but instead we have created language such as ecclesia, we're building this, we're building that, but actually it's not actually shifting things in the realm of the spirit. And so what God is doing in this season is he's saying, I want to reveal to you who you are as sons. I want there to be this reality as you start to engage it, that this is being made known to you. You're going to start to carry that in a different way. But then also it's being made known, my wisdom, my manifold wisdom, as the ecclesia rises, as you start to stand in those gates, as you start to administrate from those places, literally the administration of that will then go forth and you will be made known. The wisdom of God through the ecclesia will be made known to the principalities and powers. What does that mean? It means that things start to move. How many people want to move stuff? But it starts with a revelation. You see, if we don't believe that there was a public, that Jesus made a public spectacle, it actually says in 2 Corinthians chapter, when he disarmed the rulers. No, this is Colossians, I was talking about Corinthians. But it says in Corinthians specifically that if they had known what would have happened, that they would have never crucified the King of Glory. Why? Because they knew that when they crucified him, he actually closed the door, finished the work, and then we were empowered to move into a realm where we were actually would be able to dismantle all of the works of the enemy. This is really, really important and a really important point, because the enemy knew when it was done, it was done. The enemy knew, but the enemy is waiting, as I said before, for us to resurrect or believe again that he is all powerful. But if we declare to the airwaves, the prince of the power of the air, and we start to declare to the airwaves, and we say to the airwaves, it's finished, it's done. We declare freedom. What starts to happen to the prince of the power of the air? There is a level of dismantling that happens because we start to take the airwaves back. Now, how many of you know that there are a lot of narratives going in and through Australia in this season? And how many of you know that there is stuff being fed into the airwaves of Australia in this season that is actually not good for people to hear? You know, I mean, a great example is COVID or the media or anything that comes through. It actually changes the airwaves. And our role is to, what's our role? Our role is to rechange or shift the airwaves back so people aren't hearing the narrative that actually brings them into more bondage. You see, the prince of the power of the air wants to bring people into bondage, but the people of God are designed to bring people into freedom. How can we bring them into freedom when we don't take the airwaves? How can we take the airwaves if we don't have revelation of the finished work? How do we take the airwaves and how do we administrate that finished work if we don't know that we're sons and what he did was finished for good? We can't, because we're always going to live in a place of fear. It was finished for good, but not for me. It was finished for good, but this spirit of depression is still afflicting me. Now, I'm not saying that we don't do deliverance and healing. We still, obviously, that's really important. But what I'm saying is that we have to tap in to this greater reality that we're being called, we as sons are being called up into a place where God is going, I've done it, go. We're like, and we do so many sessions. We believe in healing, inner healing, and the heart journey, and all those things. They're so, so important. But let me tell you this: they're all done because the work was finished. They're all done because Jesus did it at the cross, and we are then administrating that through the truth of who He is, in order that we would see levels of breakthrough come back. So because of what Jesus did, there is power available to us. Everyone say, "There's power available to us." Okay, so can we put the pads on for 1 second? I just want to do a really quick thing. Now, Paul says in the Word, he says, "I did not come to you with wise, persuasive words, but I came to you with a demonstration." Can you put up 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2 for me? I want to show you something. Oh, is that what I gave you last time? 2 Corinthians, is that the one 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Thanks. So I want you to see something that's really quite profound. Okay. Can you go verse 2? I just want to make sure it's right. Oh, it doesn't even matter. I can't even find it. It's fine. But it says in Corinthians. Oh. Don't worry. It says in Corinthians, Paul says, "I've not come with wise, persuasive words, but I've come with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power." I've come with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And what that's all about is that there is a lot of talk that happens. But because of what God did, there is an administration of a dunamis working power of God. And we have to understand that. You might go, "Well, what is the dunamis power of God? What does that mean? What does that look like?" The bottom line is that when we start to believe on that finished work, what starts to happen is the realm of heaven starts to work with us, and the power of God starts to work through our lives to bring the freedom and the liberty for people that they need. And this is really, really important that we understand this. But so this is available for every believer. Every believer has an opportunity to work in and walk in dunamis power. And this is something that God, I believe, wants to bring us into now. Is the beginning of this is, yes, it's the glorious liberty of the sons of God who've had revelation made known to them. But then part of the administration of that is actually walking as Jesus did in a supernatural essence and a supernatural power. How many people have ever heard of a guy called T.L. Osborne? Now, I've been watching a lot of T.L. Osborne recently. And as I've been watching T.L., I've been really connecting in with his monologuing about healing. He goes on and on and on about healing. And what does he do? What's so cool is, the testimony of Jesus, the spirit prophecy. So when you speak it into the air, people can take hold of it. But one of the things that they do is they're creating an atmosphere of healing. And so when they create the atmosphere, they fill the airwaves where unbelief floods the airwaves. They fill the airwaves with belief. And as they fill the airwaves with belief, guess what happens? People start to get healed. People start to receive something differently because he's flooded the airways, not just with testimony, but with scripture. So we have got a good friend, Ian Andrews, and Ian Andrews said every time he ever runs a healing meeting, if you've ever been to the healing rooms, he says, we always speak scripture out into the meeting, because the truth of the scripture is that God heals, but is also that there is a finished work, and when the scripture goes out, it actually testifies to liberty, freedom, and healing for people. This is really important that we understand this. So all of this is available from an invisible realm. So the more we speak it out, the more we engage it, the more we believe it, what starts to happen is the more we start to manifest it. You see, what's supposed to differentiate us from the world is a supernatural reality. Is a supernatural reality. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 11, Daniel is engaging. We all know the story about Belshazzar's feast, and the hand comes. And it says, when the queen comes, she says, come and see a man in whom is the spirit of the gods. You can put it up for me if you want, Marissa. It's Daniel chapter 5, verse 11. It says, come and see a man in whom is the spirit of the gods, small g. And the reason it's the spirit of the gods, awesome. So he's looking for someone to explain. He's really scared. He's looking for someone. The king's looking for someone to read the inscribed writing on the wall, because a hand has appeared and started writing. How many people would be freaked out if a hand? I'm not going to mention a movie where there's a hand walking about. But how many people would be freaked out if the hand just appeared and started writing on the wall? So they're freaked out. And they go, okay, what can we do? And the queen says to him, there is a man in your kingdom in whom is a spirit of the holy gods. This is so crazy. Why is that not big G? Because she's not a believer. She is accrediting what Daniel walks into to supernatural origin. Everyone say supernatural origin. So she's accrediting that to supernatural origin. And now she's going, hey, don't worry about it. In your kingdom, there is a man in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of your father, illumination. How many people want illumination? Amen. Do illuminate. Okay, great. Insight and wisdom, like the wisdom of the small g. Supernatural wisdom. There is a wisdom from a superior dimension available to you through this man. So crazy. Wisdom of the gods were found in him, and King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, appointed him as chief of the magicians. What? Chief of the fringe. Chief of the magicians, conjurers, Chaldeans, basically soothsayers, fortune tellers, and diviners. Are you joking? He didn't know where to put Daniel, so he put Daniel in a place, and he goes, you are better than all of these people, because what you carry is not of a counterfeit supernatural origin. What you carry is the real deal. How many of you know that this is amazing? How many people have ever seen the movie The Prince of Egypt? And I love that movie. And do you remember, what is it? By the power of Ra. How many people remember that? And there's this whole presentation there. Do you remember this? Don't trigger just because I said that. It's going to be all right. And so the magicians, the conjurers go, by the power of Ra. And then what happens? Moses then does the authentic. You see, there is something that God wants to bring us into now, where the authenticity of who we are is actually put on display through the demonstration of the Spirit of God, through miracles, signs and wonders, supernatural wisdom, illumination and understanding being released through our lives to impact the people in the world around us. How many people can believe that? But we have to believe that the work is finished, that we're being called up as sons, and that is available to us now to start to administrate. You know, there is something so powerful even now in starting to believe that this testimony about Daniel could be about us. There is something so powerful about this reality that this testimony could be about us. I tell you a little story, as I've got many other stories. You know, this story, this scripture, this is one of my life scriptures. This is part of my scroll. And every time I ever prophesy of anybody, most of the time, I meditate on this, and I declare, especially when I'm speaking to a non-believer, I declare, when I speak to that person, it will be like they go, it's like he's carrying the spirit of a God. I always, because it's biblical, and I always lean into that, because I'm like, God, you did it with Daniel, why can't you do it with me? But we have to believe who we are, and we have to believe that the work is finished. This is really important that we understand this. Because if I understand that it was finished at Calvary in order that I would be empowered, he's the firstborn born among many brethren, that I would be empowered to get the job done that he's called me to do through a supernatural dimension, then I start to impact the world according to how he wants me to impact him. And it's way better than me. And he gets the glory. Well, he should get the glory. And he gets the glory. T.L. Osborne, humble man. His whole thing was that he could access a supernatural realm, and politicians and governors and presidents connected with him and said, will you come and do one of the crusades with us? They do. You know, when Benny Hinn, and you can get this on DVD, Benny Hinn went to Mumbai. Who ever watched Benny Hinn in Mumbai? The DVD, do you remember that? They shut down the whole country virtually. They shut down the whole of Mumbai. They shut it all down. I don't know how many millions of people there were, but they had to shut down the whole of so much, not the whole country, but so much of that city, so much of the thing, because Benny Hinn was there. What was Benny Hinn known for? The presence of God and miracles. And the presidents were coming and say, Benny, will you come? Will you come and release that anointing into India? Into my country. He was at the gate and he was talking to the colonels, the governors, the kings at the gates, the presidents at the gates, and the gate, and the kings and the presidents and the governors were saying, we want what you have. Can you now infiltrate? Can you now flood my country with what you've got? But let me tell you this, the only reason he was able to do that is because he believed in the finished work. You know, there is so much of a bigger calling that God has for all of us. God has got a massive calling for all of us, but it starts with this administration. I didn't come to you with wise, persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And this is what God wants to bring us into now, is going, okay, are you ready to administrate the way I want you to? And I know it seems like I say this all the time, but how many of you know that this is what we've got to catch in order to be able to do that thing? This is so interesting. I talked last week about Todd Bentley praying for 1,000 deaf ears until one of the deaf ears opened. How many people know you operate in dunamis power? Four of you, five. But do you actually operate in it? And that's not like a, I don't go around the streets praying for people anymore. I used to chase blind people down the road, true story. Because I was so into, when I first got into the things of the Spirit, it was Heidi Baker, Todd Bentley and Bill Johnson. It was a whole thing. And it was all about healing. It was all about the finger of God. And if there was a blind person in the street, I would run after them. No joke. There was only one blind person in Maroubra Junction where I lived. She was a little college student, fully blind. And she walked around, she said, I'll be no girl. And every time I saw her, they must have thought I was really attracted to her and I wanted to date her or something. Because every time she was around, I would stalk her. I'd be like, prayed for her once, she didn't get healed. At least I tried. But the whole point is this, that we have to start believing and getting excited that God is going to use us with being empowered through this supernatural origin. We have to start getting excited about that, because otherwise we're just going into the world and yes, you can preach the gospel, but it says that these signs will follow those who believe. They will cast out devils. You preach in the gospel, you're casting out devils. They will heal the sick. They will raise the crazy. These signs will follow those who believe. These signs will follow the preaching of the gospel. You see, I think we got really good at doing the preaching of the gospel, the circles, the warrior, the whatever it was. But we didn't get great at doing the supernatural signs following or beforehand. And the supernatural signs do not need to. The supernatural signs do not need to look like a physical healing or miracle. The supernatural signs could be you operating in a place of supernatural wisdom that people cannot put their finger on. They just don't understand why you are different. I'm sure that you guys get that all the time. I get it all the time. People go, I don't know about that guy, but there's something about him. And that's not just because I love God. And it is, but it's because we carry a realm that's super attractive for people. They actually feel like they can get something from us. And we have to start to believe that. We have to start to get out of our own belly buttons, as it were, and allow this realm to basically envelop us, so that realm of the kingdom follows us wherever we go. This is really, really important. So, okay, I wanted to do this earlier. Everyone stand to your feet. And if you are standing next to someone that you don't want to hold their hand, don't, okay? No, I mean it, so you don't need to do that. Actually, that might be a bit weird. Okay, all right. So I want you to hold hands with the person next to you. And you can join across the aisle if you want to. Okay. Is everyone all right? I'm just going to make it really awkward and have you stand like this for ages. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. Okay, so what I'm going to... Todd, you actually, you need to be free. Because what I'm going to do... This was the I didn't follow through in the whole administration. What I want to do is I want to show you about the dunamis power of God, okay? And what all I'm going to do is I'm just going to touch one end. There's angels here that operate in power. So there are literally angels. You need to hold hands so that the shockwave goes through. But there are angels here that are here to demonstrate the power of God. Okay, this is good. It's going better than... It's good. Okay, it's going better than I thought. Okay, no, we're just joking. Okay, so, Todd, if you can just literally just go to each row and just... All right, I'll do it. I'll do it. Okay, so right now, in the name of Jesus, we just release the dunamis power of heaven through these rows. And just start to feel it. Let it flow. Let it flow. You are designed and created for the dunamis flow of heaven. Just remember that the work is finished. So you don't actually have to do anything. You just have to let it go and let it flow. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, we just choose to let it go and let it flow. We choose to engage and let the flow of the dunamis of heaven come through right now in the name of Jesus. And it is strong, trust me. And it is a lightning bolt because God wants to show something. He wants to show something. Do you understand that God wants to show something? It's not wise, persuasive words, but a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So right now, we just thank you for that flow right now. If you overthink it, you'll quench it. Don't think. Just allow it to flow. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just speak the flow of heaven through every row in the name of Jesus, the flow of heaven through every row, right now in the name of Jesus. Just start to pull power and dunamis from the person you're holding hands with. Just start to pull it out, saying, I want this power, I want this dunamis. Just start to pull it out, start to feel it. Start to pull it out and start to feel it. Start to pull it out and start to feel it. You got to feel it. This isn't about people manifesting. It's not about people manifesting. And so, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for an electricity vault from heaven to come in and through your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Would you baptize people in fire and electricity tonight in the name of Jesus? Father, we thank you that people would not leave here the same, but there would be a level of liberty released to every person that wants to receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that there would be movements in the atmosphere right now. Movements, there it is. And we thank you for the winds of heaven. We thank you for the angels that are here to literally work and demonstrate in the realm of the Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Okay, you can let go of hands now if you want to. If you're starting to get sweaty, you're like, oh, I'm done. So you start to feel it. You feel it open? A little bit open. How many people can feel it a tiny bit open? It's open a tiny bit and it's open. Who wants to open it more? Yeah. So just start to do this. Shana mama ye. Sora ba se de de ba 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 ye. Ho. There it is. Ho. Shala mala mana ne. Ho. 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 Sharabarava serere mama ye ho 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 ho. Shamaye. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 oh, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, 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 oh. You know, there's a realm of revelation, and Todd has been engaging, and others here, engaging in a realm of revelation, revelation of sonship. But the Lord says that with the revelation comes the power. And so, Father, we thank you for revelation, and we thank you that it's revelation unto understanding and power. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that there will be a fresh mantling of power over this congregation. A fresh man, there it is right there. Wow. Woo! Father, we thank you right now for a fresh mantling of power over this congregation, over Field of Dreams, right now in the name of Jesus. An understanding of the finished work and administration of the power of God. And so, Father, we thank you that we will administrate the reality of the public spectacle that the enemy was made at the cross. Father, we thank you right now. If you feel called to be in deliverance ministry, come forward. You feel called that you are going to be a deliverer, come forward. You feel called to be in deliverance ministry. You know the Lord is sending, I'm not saying it's right now, but there are people now. How many people know that people need freedom? So why wouldn't members of the body of Christ know that they were called into breeding free? Wow, there's so, whoa, gosh, okay. Maybe it's maybe it's the whole church. But right now, you could just feel this. I need some catches really quick. It's going to come really strong. There's an angel of demonstration that's moving in power. Can you come really quick? Can I have some catches right now? Please, quickly, any catcher. Can wave your hand if you're a catcher. One, two, three. Come into this corner first. Come into this corner first. Quickly, really strong, be really strong, okay? Everyone's strong and then we'll come across. If anyone's going to fall, just grab them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for that mantle to fall there in the name of Jesus over this entire thing right now. This isn't about people falling over. This is about the receiving of a new level of empowerment to move in power and demonstration of a supernatural kingdom. And so right now, we thank you for the supernatural reality being released right now. Father, we thank you for that new mantling right now to move in power. People don't understand, a mantling is a commissioning unto assignment. It's a commissioning unto assignment. And so right now we just release that new commissioning unto assignment right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a realm. We thank you for a company of deliverers being released on the earth. Father, we thank you that it's, wow. So Father, we thank you for that company of deliverers right now being released onto the earth. Father, we thank you right now for that company of deliverers being released. There it is. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, God, for the discerning of spirits unto deliverance. For the discerning of spirits. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Right. How many people, so this, we're just, I'm just going to minister this next thing really quickly. How many people, when I put that Daniel scripture up from Daniel chapter 5, that just quickened to your spirit straight away? You're like, that is who I, that's what I want. To put both hands in there if you want to receive that. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you that in the realm of heaven, there is an impartation tonight from the sevenfold Spirit of God to engage in wisdom and illumination and knowledge and counsel. Father, we thank you right now that it would be said of us that we were people that operated in a spirit that was unnatural. It was not a natural spirit. It was a spirit of supernatural origin. So I just declare that the people here who receive this will be called 10 times better than the normal, 10 times better than the average person. Father, we thank you right now for an ability to attain and gather knowledge and information. It says in the word that wisdom is given to those who have knowledge. Wisdom is given. Everyone say, wisdom is given to those who have knowledge. When we upskill in knowledge, the Lord baptizes us in spiritual wisdom. And Daniel was trained for 3 years and he was 10 times better and he was baptized in supernatural wisdom and understanding. And so, Father, we thank you, God, right now for a realm of wisdom, a realm of knowledge, a realm of understanding. There it is, literally dropping down onto the heads of your people, that when they engage with people, people will say, what is the spirit that these people are of? They won't even say, use the word spirit. They'll go, are you some kind of magician? Are you a conjurer? Are you a clairvoyant? Are you what? Who are you? And Father, we thank you that it will be the beginning of a mass harvest coming from the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and illumination, literally released through our mouths, just like we talked about with Job last week. And so, Father, we thank you for that. Father, we thank you that you're literally putting rubies in the mouth of your people. Rubies in the mouth, jewels in the mouth of your people. Strong in here. Father, we bless that right now. We thank you for supernatural wisdom. We thank you for supernatural power. We thank you for a supernatural realm of authority, that we would carry authority like never before through the revelation of the finished work and the revelation of sonship. And Father, we thank you that as Field of Dreams, there is a grace here on dreaming and interpreting dreams. And so right now we choose to pull from the atmosphere a grace for dream interpretation in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that just as Joseph interpreted dreams and it brought him into the fullness of changing a nation and nations, Father, we thank you for a grace for dream interpretation in this place, unlike anything we've ever experienced. There it is right there. It's just on people right now. It's just on people right now. Just, Father, right now, we just thank you for, there's just people getting, I can just see it. Father, thank you for Rosalie. That's that new sea. There's just something, fresh grace. Thank you for Lakeisha right now. Just an angel just standing behind her. Father, I thank you right now for people in here that you are literally baptizing with a fresh level of expectation, joy and faith for being used in a supernatural capacity. Just because I didn't call your name doesn't mean it's not on you. Just keep receiving, keep drinking it, keep drinking it. So baba, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So baba, yeah, 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 yeah. So baba, se mama, yeah. Oh, karabase baba, oh, 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 sarabase bahe, oh, 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 we take the high places. Oh, karabase mama, yeah. We're taking the high places, the high places, yeah. We're taking the high places. So ba, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sharabase mama, we're taking the high places, the high places, the high places, the high places. Shabarase mama, we're taking the high places. Sharabase mama, we're taking the high places, the high places, the high places. Sharabase re mama, yeah. We're taking the high places, high places. Sharabase re mama, oh, 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 oh. Mama, yeah. Shana mama mama. Just going to read a scripture over you guys. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1, it says, when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom proclaiming to you the testimony of God, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Yet we do not speak wisdom among those who are immature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who were passing away, but we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they had understood it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. Father, we thank you right now for the supernatural wisdom that is not of this age, but is of God. And we thank you, God, for that supernatural wisdom that is designed to be teamed with supernatural power. And so we just declare right now that this company, whether watching online or in here, that there is a company coming which holds wisdom in one hand and power in the other. And so, Father, we thank you for the combination in this season of wisdom and power. We thank you, God, that this is freely given to us as part of our inheritance. Wisdom, not of this age, and power. And so just say this with me. Just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight I choose to receive both wisdom and power. I choose to receive both wisdom and power. I choose to receive wisdom and power. Not the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom of God. Not the authority of this world, but an authority from heaven, far above all authorities on earth. In Jesus' name. And everybody said together, let's give the Lord a shout. Come on. Woo! So good. Well, you guys go and just grab your communion. So before you go, Tuesday night's going to finish a tiny bit earlier. But you, if you're being touched by God, you can just stay in that place. Go and grab your communion. And before you go, I'll do communion. Oh, let's do communion. Okay. I was going to let you just do it by yourself, but we'll do it together. Grab your communions. If you're meeting God right now, you don't need to grab your communion. Just meet with God. You're in communion already. Okay, so we acknowledge right now, Holy Spirit, that the cross was more than enough. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that when you said it is finished, it truly was finished. So right now we acknowledge that the only way that we have access to everything we need, whether it's wisdom or power or healing or anything, the only way that we have access to those things is because of this finished work. So as we take this, as we take of your broken body and of your blood, Jesus, we just declare one thing. We acknowledge that you are worthy of all the glory. In Jesus' name, take your communion. Now, we know that it's not said in the word, but Todd always says that we're trained well above or beyond our obedience. So as we've engaged tonight and we've received both wisdom and power, not the wisdom of the age, but the wisdom from heaven, it would be a great idea for us to choose to steward what's been released tonight, rather than moving on to the next amazing preach or the next part of ministry. Is that good? So good. So wonderful. Let's just give the Lord another shout of praise. Come on. Let's give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on. Jesus! How many people feel different? There's something in there. It's amazing, isn't it? So good. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please do take it home and enjoy it. It's like it's chewing on it, you know? Enjoy the impartation that was released tonight through the angelic and the Holy Spirit. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. We'll see luminaries tomorrow morning, bright and early, but we will see the rest of you on Sunday. Don't forget, if you do want to apply for Luminate, don't forget to connect in and apply for that ASAP, because they want to do the applications before May, before there's some traveling happening. So bless you guys. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Have a great rest of the week, whatever you choose to do.